from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Donnie's top three players from the Steelers lost to Detroit on Saturday that he had to go back and watch because Saturday he was up to his nipples in high school football. And there was a big controversy that Donnie was on the field and they were trying to kick off, evidently. I'm hearing that now secondhand.
Yeah, I figured we could get to that in about 60 minutes from now.
Okay.
But yeah, it's a funny story that was created.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, on Friday.
Donnie's maiden voyage into high school football.
You look like such a natural, but I can't wait to talk about that in
but
an
such
hour.
A lover of the Steelers that he
still made game
went
balls.
Back and took notes on the Steelers.
Oh, yeah, we had the NFL Plus working.
All right, what do we have, Don?
Hendon Hooker's going to get one of these.
Mm.
I mean, he basically played like the whole game for the Lions. They brought Jake Fromm in there at the very end. 93 rushing yards, though. He had over 200 total yards. Listen, in a preseason game, it's kind of hard to find some of these guys to give game balls to. But he moved the Lions down the field enough to come back and win that game, so he'll get one of these.
Man, he made some pretty awful plays, though.
I do not look at him as the future in Detroit, and if something were to happen to Jared Goff this year, I think that team is screwed. And before people say, well, wouldn't you say that of every team? I don't know, to the Browns' credit, when Deshaun Watson went out last year, they got better quarterback play from Joe Flacco, and I thought another success story, and they weren't as good, they weren't a Super Bowl contender anymore, but I thought Jake Browning played pretty good for Cincinnati, other than the two games against the Steelers. For
I mean, hell,
he was awful against the Steelers.
Before the season, you would have said if Kenny Pickett goes down,
Mason
the Steelers
Rudolph.
Can't survive.
Bingo. What am I talking about? Hello, it's staring me right in the friggin' face here.
Hello? Jake Fromm threw a ball to Jake Funk that should have been a touchdown. He got funked up on that
I went
play,
to school
Donnie.
With a guy named Jake Fink.
Really?
Yeah.
I went to school with a girl named Emily Funk.
There were multiple Finks I went to school with.
Big no family. Way.
Fink? Yeah. F-I-N-K?
No, I understand. Yeah,
Finks
I didn't
are big
think
in
you
Westmoreland
were
County, evidently.
P-H-E-I-N-K. I know.
Oh, yeah.
Fink.
All right. Game ball number two.
Herbig gets another one.
Has to.
Two more sacks. I mean, the guy just there looks like a calling, monster in these preseason
there are people calling.
Games.
I've seen people saying Highsmith should get moved to the third linebacker spot for Herbig. You can't do that when a guy's making that much
no,
money.
I mean, I wouldn't do. I mean,
but I'll tell you what,
Alex Highsmith is still a very good player.
Let me tell you
hold
something
on a
right
now. I don't think he's better than Herbig.
Let me tell you something right now, Donnie. With
you
how
don't?
Good Herbig's
no.
looked, would have been great to get a Highsmith deal done for Terry McLaurin. We'd
Wait
have all our birds.
You don't think that there's at least a debate there? I mean, Highsmith is the more established guy, but he also gets to play opposite T.J. Watt. If Highsmith decided that he wanted to become a Jehovah's Witness and not play in the NFL this year,
Alex Worlds,
I would feel literally no worse about their pass rush for this season, other than they're an injury away from having a problem.
He's better
but
against
as far
the,
as the starters.
He's very good
go,
against the
he's
run.
He's terrific against the run, which in their division probably means a little more because he's such a big physical guy. Highsmith is.
Well, who are the teams in their division that want to run it besides Baltimore?
Cleveland.
You think they're going to be able to run it this year?
You said want to run it.
Okay. I mean, this Chubb thing for them is very scary, Chris. I don't think he's ever going to be back to being the same guy. He's
yeah,
starting this season on the pup list.
The Browns also, I mean, you just mentioned the quarterback position. They find ways to throw really anybody back there and run the ball.
Well, that was when they had
Bill
old Callahan. Man
Callahan,
and now
True.
He's in Tennessee. And they've got massive tackle issues there. Their tackle issues might be as bad as ours. Other than Jones, left tackle is a massive problem.
I know,
problem
it's a problem.
For the Browns.
I'm just saying, here's all I'll say about Herbig. You hear all the time, so-and-so came back and packed on 20 pounds of muscle. He does look bigger and stronger for a somewhat slight of frame guy last year for that position. He looks like an animal.
Here's
right
Tomlin
now.
On the Herbig development.
He's behaving like a guy that's been a lap around the track. Really want to see significant growth in all those second-year players, and I think really he's an example of that. He's just taking a jump. He's been there before. He's finding his footing, man. He wants to be impactful, and obviously we're going to find a role for a guy like that, whether he's quote-unquote a starter or not, when he's got an opportunity to be significant, and he's shown that not only in stadium but in the team development.
That's
work.
Actually a big answer from him, because we got to find a role for a guy when you have two very expensive players, including one of the best players in football at the position.
I thought it was very revealing, and he usually will give you whatever, but I thought the same thing. That was a very revealing window into how much he likes Herbig.
And he went a quarter mile.
So if Kenny had a second lap around, did Kenny play like last year?
Eight laps around. He did like 2 miles.
First lap around the track was fine, and then caution flags were out. We've got a big wreck here.
Who got number one game ball for Big Don?
Ty Summers. Steelers fans would love this guy if he was in the locker room.
Who?
A big white middle linebacker, Pony. Actually, not that big. He's like 6'1".
I was going to say, he looks like a little guy out
there. 9 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 2 quarterback hits, 1.5 sacks. The man
Ty
had
Summers.
The game of his life.
He's number one on the sheet here.
Yes, he is.
All right, so hold on. Your
Ty Summers.
Your list was 1, Ty Summers, 2, Nick Herbig, again, a repeat performance,
yeah, another
and 3,
Herbig.
Hendon effing Hooker.
Herbig's, I think, approaching Tazar Skipper pass rush stats level from the preseason, because that dude would go out and he'd get 3 sacks a game.
He was Lawrence
really
Taylor.
Was.
In August.
He's on the Mount Rushmore of Mr. August.
Actually,
it's
so
Pickett, James Washington, Tazar Skipper. There's
We need one more open name. R.J. Bowers from back in the day. We got a whole squad here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.